If you're wondering about ice fishing, ice conditions, and fish populations, Greg Power, Fisheries Division Chief, will answer those questions in this week's program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Greg, it's really early for ice fishing to start. What are the expectations this year on a statewide level?
Well, it's, you know, going into 22-23, it looks to be another good year of ice fishing. There's two things that make up ice fishing season. One is access, and the other part is the fishery. And now for many years, we've been in really good shape with our fisheries out there. We got through the last couple years with very little winter or summer kill. So we're still at probably that all-time record high of 450 lakes statewide. And most of them have good fishing populations in them. So, you know, the fish will be there. So that's the good news going into this winter.
Greg, we had a pretty good significant storm, kind of on a statewide level. How does that affect ice fishing?
Yeah, it's the timing of that early, you know, around the 10th of November snowstorm was not good. Wasn't good for a lot of reasons. One, we're concerned about winter kill, but also access. But for the most part, it looks like we're in pretty decent shape, the lakes themselves, and we're probably going to have some decent clarity to our ice. So all things considered, it could have been worse. Access, that, you know, getting onto the lakes, especially some of these marginal lakes where you might be driving down a section road through a cattail slough, that could be problematic.
Okay. How about the popularity of ice fishing in the last 10, 20 years?
Yeah, it is. It's certainly grown. It pretty much paralleled to overall fishing up until a few years ago that we, you know, constantly saw increases in participation and use. That's plateaued off all fishing in North Dakota now the last half a dozen years or so. But ice fishing is one that probably continues to grow some. It varies a lot, again, depending upon access. If we have a tough winter, we only get maybe 5% of our fishing effort on an annual basis is ice fishing. But on an average year, like last year, for example, is better than 25% of our entire fishing effort was attributed to ice fishing.
Greg, over the last 20 years, a lot of different technologies available as well.
Oh yeah, the technology out there, it's incredible. If you go back, you know, 50, 60 years, what it was then and what it is now, and it's probably one of the leading outdoor activities that have changed the most. A lot of people don't even, summer or winter, don't even truly fish. They hunt for fish. You have down scan, side scan, you know, live scope, you have 360s, all kinds of electronic gadgets out there to find fish. And then, you know, we're a lot more comfortable when we're fishing ice fishing with all the shelters are out there. So yeah, it's changed tremendously.
Greg, in the wintertime, anglers target certain species. What are those species?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, in North Dakota, for in the big picture, walleye is number one for sure. And basically in North Dakota, for most all fishing, it's walleye, pike, and or yellow perch. In ice fishing, there's still a fair amount of pike interest, northern pike interest. Last year, we actually had a pretty good winter of hook and line on northern pike. People are always chasing perch. People like the Prairie Pajo area for all the yellow perch. They're a very popular species for both resident and non-resident. We're not at an all-time record high on our perch populations out there, but we still, there every winter, there's a handful of new, good perch, quality perch lakes out there. And the good news is, if you look down the road, I think in a few more years, we're gonna have another peak in our perch populations. And then the big game changer here in the last 10 years, every year it grows and grows, are the walleye opportunities in these prairie lakes. And this winter, every winter in the last few have been record number of walleye lakes, and we got a few more coming online. So those three species. And then probably a fourth one that people, there's a lot of interest in, and I wish we had a few more opportunities, is crappie. But wherever we have quality crappie, there's a lot of fishing interest.
So the fish are there?
The fish are there for sure.
If you're new to ice fishing or fishing, what should an angler expect, or what can an angler do?
Yeah, you know, if you're brand new and you have no idea what to do, North Dakota is blessed in that almost one out of every four adults buy a fishing license. So between either some family members or some friends, undoubtedly either somebody that you know fishes, including ice fishing. And that's probably always the best way to be introduced. You know, it'd be a tough thing to go out there and not knowing a thing. But most people know someone and go out, you know, just give it a try and you slowly walk your way into it. Our website, the Game and Fish website, also offers some, you know, beginning tips of how to go about ice fishing. And all that stuff, just ask. That's what's neat about North Dakota. Again, we're a very outdoor driven state. People like to get outdoors and do stuff, including ice fishing. And undoubtedly, there's somebody that you'll know will take you out.
How about dark house spear fishing? Some new regulations this year.
Well, dark house spear fishing is, you know, we've had it for a little over 20 years, and it's really increased in popularity over time. That too appears to maybe plateaued a little bit, but the diehards really like their dark house spear fishing for pike. That's been the only game fish. And then nothing's changed on the pike end of things. The only thing that has changed is on the really big water. That would be Oahe, Sakakawea, Devil's Lake, and Stump Lake. Beginning this winter with dark house spear fishing, all if a walleye comes by, you have an opportunity to take walleye. That you can also take walleye, are a legal species on those four water bodies.
And that's new this year.
That's new starting this winter. Yes.
Greg, another if you're new to fishing or ice fishing, in the summertime we have a free fishing weekend. A decade ago, we allowed a free fishing weekend in the wintertime. Explain that.
And then we do it. We target right during the holidays when family and friends are home. You know, people have a week off oftentimes and they're looking for things to do. So we have the weekend right in between Christmas and New Year's. This year it falls on, I believe, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a weekend. And again, no license is needed if you're a resident. And especially if you're one of those new people and you don't want to buy a license, but you'd like to give it a try, that'd be a good time to try it.
So ice fishing should be good as long as weather allows.
Yep, as long as weather allows. That, as is usual the case, but we should have a very good ice fishing winter just like we've had in the last few.
A lot of great information, Greg. Thank you.
You bet.